is the 30th of December 2023, and of course the final Saturday of the year 2023, and we are all gathered here for the 113th session on mindfulness for beginners in the English medium. And to our great fortune, we have Venerable Manu Rohini representing Nisarana Forest Monastery as the chief person to lead the program in today's session. Today Bante is not available to take up the session, so she is participating in today's session. So on behalf of all of us, I would like to welcome Venerable Manu with great respect and thankfulness for taking the time and the putting in the effort to participate and support us in our session today. Furthermore, there was a technical issue in the last week's session, and we were unable to start the Zoom meeting for a period of about 30 minutes plus, so we had to cancel last week's session. Apologies for that, as we could not notify you because we could not even start the session. But hopefully it is resolved today and in future, so we will not hopefully have that problem again. So, and I would like to also acknowledge all of your presence in today's program, and thank you for joining on the program even during holiday season. And I would also like to welcome all of you who are joining through the Facebook live stream. So our next step would be to go through the how the session is structured. We will start with the in session practice today, guided by Venerable Manu, and then we will move on to the talk on mindfulness based on the topic continued from the last session, which is quantum physics, and then we will move on to the question and answer session, and after that we will wrap up the program after any other verbal questions, if any are there. So without further ado, from my end, I would like to invite Venerable Manu to commence the session proceedings with in-session practice. Over to Venerable Manu. Thank you.
Thank you, Namanthe. Well, we will start with the practice, little bit practice. So today I invite you to do either sitting or walking, it doesn't matter. But we are going to practice mindfulness without given object. So usually we use either we are practicing mindful sitting, then we use the in-breath or out-breath. Like a breath, or if you are walking, we use moving feet. But today we are going to focus whatever happening at this moment, we will focus on that. So not any particular object like breath or the feet, but whatever happen around you or within you, just observe whatever prominent. Just observe it. So that is a kind of relaxing way of mindfulness practice. In this practicing like this, we can observe for a long-term practice, and especially can observe or can recognize that the mind sometimes free without holding any object. So, without holding any object means your mind is free, it's empty. So, we can practice it, and we can sometimes maybe you might understand this concept, you might understand this experience, but we'll try, we'll do for a couple of minutes or a few minutes without any particular object, just observe what is happening around you or within you. So if you are a long-term practitioner, so if you are doing walking practice, then automatically maybe your mind or your consciousness goes to your feet. But it doesn't matter. It's okay. If it goes like that, it's okay. If it is not, then whatever happened, just focus on that. So shall we do? Okay, everyone. Namantha. Over to you, Namantha.
Available menu.
Okay.
Yes,
I
thank
think,
you.
yeah.
Apologies for the slight delay. Yes, thank you very much and much merits for conducting the in-session practice. And the next session item would of course be the talk on quantum physics in reflection of how mindfulness is mindfulness practice is applied in the real world as human beings. And I would like to invite Venerable Manu, with great respect again, to commence the talk on quantum physics related to our applications. Over to Manu again. Thank you.
Thank you, Namantha. Okay, dear all. So, last talk, actually, it was on the same topic given by Bante. He explained very well how it related to each other. So, in that, and because of this topic, I was exploring the quantum physics, the theory and the what is behind it. So mainly I found that two things are important for us. One is any object can have two kind of forms. One is wave form, the other one is particle form. So the second one is when there's a wave form, if there is no consciousness, it is relate or it is just exist as a waveform. When there is a consciousness appeared, that make that waveform into particle form. So these two are the two things important for us. So last week, not the last week, last talk, Bante explained about that how it shift from waveform to particle form. But I will a little bit explain again today, just to remind you all. So when we have a particle form thing, if there is any object that is in particle form, we can experience it. We can see it. We can smell it. We can taste it. You can feel it if you touch, and if there is any sound, we can hear. So these are the known part. If we have those senses, active senses with us, then we all can experience these things. With the any particular object, if it is in particle form. So when there is no consciousness appeared, then that particle form convert into wave form. So when it is in a wave form, we can't see it, we can't smell, we can't taste, we can't feel it, and we can't hear. So that is unknown. The Venerable Bante explained it very well, how it comes known to unknown. So when we practice mindfulness, we take one object as a, one thing as object. For example, while we are sitting, we take breath as object. While we are walking, we take moving feet as object. So whatever the object we are taking as a mindfulness practice, either breath or the walking feet or any feelings or something, whatever it is, when we practice, we can see. For example, we can take a breath as example. When you practice mindfulness practice on breath, you can recognize it as breath. You can separate in-breath and out-breath with their qualities. We say in-breath is warm or cold. Out-breath is warm or cold compared to the in-breath. In-breath is short. Out-breath is long. You know, likewise, we explain it. We recognize it and we name it. This is in-breath. This is out breath. And we name the qualities of the in breath. We can name qualities of the out breath as well. So in that way, we can recognize, we can name, we can see it or we can feel it, how the differences are in between in breath and out breath. So in the same time, if we are focusing on something else, we are used to focus on breath, but sometimes we drift into the sound. So when there is a sound, our focus is in sound. So still we are not in the waveform. Still we are contact with, entangled with known. So when we practice again and again, this kind of practice, this kind of mindfulness practice, for example, we are focusing on breath. We focus on breath. We identify the breath. We identify the difference between in-breath and out-breath. We identify the qualities of in-breath and out-breath. And that means we thoroughly investigate in-breath and out-breath. So still we are in known place or known phase or particle phase. So when we do again and again this practice, then we can see thoroughly or we can see all body of the breath, entire body of the breath, the beginning, the middle, and the end. In breath, the beginning, middle, and the end. Out breath, the beginning, middle, and the end. So likewise, we observe the full length of the breath. Then gradually, when we do practice more and more, 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000 times, when we practice again and again, then gradually this breath disappears. When it disappeared, there is a place or there is an experience we can't explain. We can't name it. There is no any qualities to observe. There is no any recognition as a physical object. Then we are in an unknown phase or unknown place that is the waveform compared with the quantum physics. So that all those things last talk, Bhante explained very well. So now I am a little bit talking about it as well, but little bit forward. We will go a little bit forward. So when we have that waveform, so for example, someone is practicing well, practicing again and again, lot of practice was done, and then that person is experiencing the waveform or the unknown place or no breath, experiencing any breath or any signs of breath. So when someone is there is no attention to the breath or the sound or any feelings, nothing. That means that person is open to anything because that person has the full potential for everything. Because that person is not engage with anything. Just imagine if you are sit in the living room, in your home, you are sitting in your living room, all the doors are open, all the windows are open, anybody can come through all the doors or windows. If you are focused on one door, you can recognize or you can see if someone is entering from that door. But all the doors are open. So if you want to keep your house or living room as a secure place, you have to observe all the doors. Otherwise, you don't know who is coming from other door. If you are only observe one door. So likewise, if you are in the middle, in the living room, just aware about all the possibilities anyone can enter into your room, enter in your house. So if you are focusing on, or if you are alert enough to observe, or alert enough to notice anything happen from any door or window, that means you are not entangled, or you are not held with any object. So you are open to everything, all the doors, all the windows. Not entangled or not held with one thing. So that level or that phase of our mindfulness, we call that energy level, otherwise wave form or full potential form. So you are available for everything. Your consciousness is not held with something. Your consciousness is very free. It's not entangled with something. If we entangle with something, if your consciousness is held with some object, then there is a possibility of having cravings, having desires, lust, hatred feeling, clinging, delusions. All those things can happen because you are held onto one object. If you are entangled with something, then there are many emotional feelings can appear. The emotional feelings and the cravings and desires and lust and hatred feelings, clinging, sadness, anything can happen. Only when you are focusing or entangled with something, some object, then actually, when you are entangled or when you are held or when you are observing something, that means you are in a normal, known phase or normal, known world experiencing all the particles. All the objects are in a particle form. So, I hope you all can understand what this means. So whenever you are doing mindfulness practice, in the beginning you are in a known world or entangled world. You are engaged with one thing, at least one thing. But when you are practicing more and more, again and again, 1,000 times, million times, then when your focus point of breath or the moving feet are disappeared, or that your object is now not no longer you can or you contact with you, your consciousness is not there. That means your consciousness is not with the known world or particle side. Then there is no particle side, means there is no any entangled. There is no any lust. There is no any desires. There is no any cravings for the worldly things. But still maybe you can have that desires and the cravings and the clinging to whatever you experience. That unknown world, sometimes some people like it because it is very cool and very serene and very calm, quiet place where you can experience very peaceful mental situation. So that sometimes some people like it. So I am not saying that craving is not there, but can be. You can have desire to have it again and again. That can be happen. But when someone is in that level, after practicing mindfulness, that is the waveform or that is the unknown place where you can't find the particles form, and there is the full potential in your mind. You have the full potential to be someone or you can be no one. So practicing mindfulness, that gives that much of freedom. Freedom from lust, freedom from craving, freedom from desires, freedom from every defilements, every delusions. So this may waveform or when you are in that waveform, if there's any distraction happen, for example, there's a sound, a music is playing or any something happen, a baby cry or whatever happen, there's a sound, then that distraction can come through your ears and sound will distract your waveform. Then it can come back to particle form. Maybe it come back to the breath or the sound. So likewise, it goes known to unknown and again unknown to known. Known to unknown and again unknown to known. This can happen more frequently in one session, or sometimes it's 3-4 times like a cycles. So it can happen anyway, anytime for the practitioner. So you need to practice again and again to achieve this level. Then only you can understand actually what I am saying and what Bhante said last week. Because you can understand, I know you can understand what I am saying, but when you experience it, it is so solid. It is so understandable. Like, you know, your own experience is more understandable than words. So you need to practice again and again. You need to have that skillful practice to achieve this, to experience this level of energy, experience this level of freedom in your mind, and you need to be brave enough also, because sometimes you are not happy to avoid or not happy to give up that particle form, not happy to give up the senses or shut off the senses. We don't like sometimes. But if you are brave enough to shut off them, or if you are willing to do that, then you need to practice again and again, 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. It depends on your effort. It depends on your diligence. So if you are doing that practice, then you can go from known to unknown and particle forms to waveform. So it is the particle form to waveform means in a quantum physics, the known to unknown is in mindfulness practice. So now I want to tell you something else. When you practice today, when I ask you to practice, like not taking any object as a object for mindfulness practice, but to have anything prominent during that time. If it is sound, so you can be a listener. So when you have the feelings about emotional feelings, maybe, so you can mindful about the emotional feeling. So when you can observe the breath, you can observe the breath. Likewise, when you practice this kind of mindfulness practice, you realize gradually, I am in the middle and all the senses are open and anything can come through any sense, and I have that potential to be attend to anything. If I am engaged with only the breath, just as an example, if I am engaged with the breath, so I am observing the breath, cutting off all other senses. So it is a good way. I'm not saying it is bad or it is this one is good or something, not bad or good. I'm just saying when we practice like this, open for everything, but I am going to be mindful during this period, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, where I am open to anything. All the senses are open. So just all the senses are open. I am welcoming anything. I am not taking anything or holding anything as an object. This is the freedom. This is the freedom any human has, but we need to practice. Otherwise, we can't be there because always we are grab. We used to grab something. We used to take something from some senses, either seeing or the listening or the smell, whatever the sense is prominent, we take it. But when we practice once in a while, or just we having a cup of tea or something, and we can be open minded. We can open our all the senses for anything and try to be mindful. So when we practice it, what I say today, like a waveform and the particle form, you will realize it naturally. Because I am in the middle, I am not, my consciousness or my mind is not engaged with anything, but I am open for everything. So whatever the come, I will admit with that. I will take it as the object. And at the next minute or next second or next split second, I give up that object and open to something else, whatever comes. So in that way, we are open for anything, and that practice also giving the waveform or the energetic form or the full potential in open place. Everything is acceptable. Everything is open. I am open for everything. And I am in the middle. I am in the energetic full potential position. And now nothing is going to distract my waveform, or nothing is going to distract my energetic form. How? Because anything come, I am not grabbing it. I am not clinging it to that object. I just observe it, recognize it, and let go. Observe, let go. So if we can do this with the senses as well as thoughts, with thoughts also, one thought comes as a perception, then we observe it and let go. When another perception or another thought comes or another feeling comes, then observe it and let go. So in that sense, we can have, or we have that ability, or we have the skill to not to grab anything in a certain period. I am not saying throughout the day we can do this. We can't. I'm saying, like when we have a cup of tea in the leisure time, or we can allocate 5 minutes or 10 minutes for this type of mindfulness practice, because then we can observe this and we can practice it, and we can take it as a practice for working place. While you are working in a working place, in office maybe, in a field maybe, but wherever you are, if you have a tense time, or if you want to have a relaxed time, or if you are stressed, you can just sit there somewhere, or just stand in posture even. You can have 5 minutes just to in the middle part, or just you are in the middle, not taking anything as object. Whatever come, whatever the sense is open for any object, just take it and let go. Not clinging to it. Either it thoughts or emotional feeling or a particle form. It doesn't matter. So we can practice that. We can try it. And saying that, I would like to sum up the talk. I am not sure whether it is 30 minutes or not, Amanta, but so if there's any question we can ask on my talk, or please don't ask much about the quantum physics. I'm not an expert from physics side. Over to you, Amanta.
Thank you very much, Merit, Venu Menu. And yes, We will allow the questions to be raised during the after the during the second half of the question and answer session related to the topic and the talk as well. So next we have the question and answer session coming up, and I will share the screen for the introduction to the beginners for a refresher or actual introduction to any new beginner here. And I will hand over the microphone to Sonali to commence the question and answer session. I will share the screen first.
Thank you, Gihanta. I'm Sarai Manio. So before we start the reports, we'll go through this. I know we don't have a lot of newcomers today, but I will quickly go through the two videos that Nitsar Nwania has given us as a guideline. Mindful walking and mindful sitting, as the links given here. Then once you watch them, allocate a bit of time to start any amount of time and work your way up to the 2 hours as recommended. And once you have experience of your own, start writing and sending us a report, which we can then present to Manu, or usually it's Bante, and get his feedback on it. And you can send us the reports via the Google form as given on the screen, and we will share the links on the chat for you as well, and email beginnersnv@gmail.com as well. All these details will be recorded, will be shared with you on the chat. You could also listen to any of these recordings on the link given here, and that will also be shared with you on the chat. And now we will move on to the reports. There's only one report received via email. There were no reports received via the Google form. So I will start with that first one. Mindful sitting. A body scan took place, sensation of various levels of pressure felt, breathing appeared prominently, mind moved between thoughts, sensations, sounds, and breathing. This change continued, calmness arose, buzzing like vibration heard in the ears, thoughts passed away without proliferation. Sounds also passed and cannot remember what they were. Calm feeling was in the background, while the flux in mind observed. Boredom noted without agitation. Sat for 40 minutes. Mindfulness during the day. When walking, the attention moves naturally to changing sensations in the feet. Temperature change noted when picking things up. Feel of the water noted while washing dishes. Sometimes the body adjusts the weight distribution while standing. Notice an underlying melancholic feeling in the background, which comes and goes. Things that used to be exciting seems to have reduced that effect. Many of the worldly actions and expectations seem less and less meaningful. This is different from feeling depressed, because the part of the mind observing this is calm and unmoved. Dear Bante, look forward to your feedback. Much merit to the organizers. That's the end of report, Manuel.
Sonali, is there, as I heard, vibration in the ears or something? Is there a word?
Yeah, buzzing like vibration heard in the ears. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so it's actually a good report, normal good report, and all among all of these sentences, that the vibration in the ear was the one my attention caught up actually. That is that vibration, or what vibration like sound, is a normal one. Some people doesn't like it, some people like it. But you, most of the time, we can take it as a, that, as I told you, that waveform. when you listen, or while you are listening on that, so you are in a normal, I mean, you are not grabbing anything else. You are not focusing on anything else. So you can focus on that vibration, sound like vibration. You can use it as object also, while you are doing some work also. So it is a good object to take, if you can take, if you can achieve it normally, or if you can achieve it without any effort, that's a good sign or good object to focus on. And other things, both everything I think is normal. So changing from sensational to the breath, and again the sensational and breath, those are going as a cycles. Maybe in one sitting it can go 3-4 cycles. Sometimes it goes like only the breath, no sensational feelings, or sometimes it goes to the sensational feelings only. But usually it goes from changing from sensational feelings to the breath, and breath to the sensational feeling. So it's like waveform to the particle form. So, but I want to emphasize that vibration like sound, it's usually you can take it as a middle line. Whenever you go, wherever you go, whenever you are doing anything, you can use it as a focal point, focus. You can focus on that also. So it is actually, yeah, if you can achieve it, if you can reach it without any effort, that's good. Use it as a middle thing while you are working or walking or while you are doing anything, to focus on. So saying that, over to Sonali.
Thank you, Venerable Manuel. That was quite clear to me. I'm hoping it is to the report writer as well. That we don't have any more reports received today, so we can open it out to questions about anything else or about today's topic. If anyone has any questions, please raise your Zoom hand or type your question on the chat, and I will present it to Venerable Rohini. I can see the first hand raised by Samantha. Can you unmute and ask your question.
Thank you, Sonali. And thank you, Venerable Rohini. I was just wondering what role this plays, the attachment to the object, based on your greed and the fluctuation between your greed and hatred, like and dislike. Say if you have an object and I feel that I cling to it or I reject it because of my, or I don't know, by the neutral at the moment, or I could be neutral because of the feeling that arises at the contact. And then I would, obviously, if I like it, I would cling to it. If I attach to it, if I don't like it, I would reject it, hate. How does that relate to the particle and the waveform, Venerable?
Yeah. When you are not taking anything, so then that means you are in a waveform. That means your mind is in a waveform because you are not taking or hold anything. But when you are when you focus on one thing, or when your consciousness get the attention from one object, that means whether it is like or dislike, your waveform is changing to the particle form. So whether it is like or dislike is not a problem. It's like or dislike is not changing anything. in that wave form and particle form. So it is not depend, the particle form and the wave form is not depend on the like or dislike, lust or unhappiness, sad or worry, whatever it is, it doesn't depend on that. Only we are if your consciousness is happen to be outside world, that means the particle form. If your consciousness is in a one, like that sound, that vibrating sound, and the last report said. So like that, if you have something not any, you know, you're not taking any your attention that much. So that means you are in some kind of serenity and some kind of calmness. It is very close to that waveform. I am not saying that is the real waveform. The real waveform is you are not taking any attention. So your consciousness is in one place. It is in like in a bunker. You are not facing to any army or anyone, anything. Or maybe any beast or nothing. You are in a bunker. You are in a safe place. It's a waveform. But whenever distraction happens, whether it is you like or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you hate it or you are clinging is there, it doesn't matter. As long as you are, your attention, your consciousness is went out from your, that level, that neutral level, that means that the particle level. When the clinging or something, dislike or like happen, that means that is beyond that. I mean, any particle form can have that thing, clinging thing or the distraction, and like or dislike will appear according to your or that person's situation. If that person is a arahat or enlightened one, there's nothing happen. Whether it is particle form or wave form, it doesn't matter for the arahat, for the enlightened one. But for normal person, with that distraction, when the particle form appeared, that can be a like or dislike.
I hope that was clear, yeah. Samantha.
Yeah. Thanks, you Venerable.
So we will move on to the next raised hand, which is Hiranti. Would you like to unmute and ask your question?
Thank you. Thank you, Venerable Manio. I just want to get the principles of this correct. That means if I am doing meditation and I have gone far, then am I in the waveform where I cannot be disturbed and I'm very peaceful? So am I in the waveform then?
Whenever you are the object, you taken as an object for mindfulness practice, when that object is disappeared, there's no any object, particular object you have taken, then you are in a waveform, kind of waveform. Because you are not grab, you are not cling, you are not taking, and you are not holding any object. But still, that calmness, maybe you are taking as an object.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
it is not worldly one.
So soon after I have done the meditation, normally I feel very peaceful, I feel very mindful, and that time is the waveform.
When you feel very mindful and very peaceful, that means you have that feeling and you are happy about it.
Yes.
So you are grabbing, you are holding it. You take it as a object, the calmness, the peacefulness, the mindfulness, All those are you take as an object. When you take it as an object, that's also a particle waveform.
Oh, I
Whenever
see.
you take, yeah, whenever you take something as an object.
Okay. Yeah, but normally I have observed people who are on meditation most of the times, like very well-developed, priests.
Yeah.
The way they behave is they are as if it's a natural way. Natural way. They are on the same wavelength, like all the time. You see, so I'm just trying to establish being mindful, doing meditation. You are in an equanimous state. Is that the waveform you are referring to?
Equanimous is you can define in a certain level. Equanimity also, there are different stages, different level of equanimity. So when it is in a bojjhanga level, when it is in very close to the final achievement, then that equanimity is the highest. So equanimity has different level. So we can't say the equanimity is the waveform, but in a way we can say also equanimity is the waveform. The only thing, waveform has no object to focus.
Okay, yeah. That's why it doesn't cling.
That's why it doesn't cling, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, because when you are among unmindful people, you are always on the guard to give the right reply to them. You know what's coming from them, if you see what I mean. They don't normally think in the way if one attacks, then they want to attack as well. So the mindful person doesn't behave like that. What the mindful person does is be on the guard and know. So that's, I'm just trying to relate it to my daily life.
Yeah. One thing I want to tell Hiranti, I think Hiranti I'm talking about, yeah. So
yes.
One more thing I want to tell, because when you said there's a calmness and you are mindful, you have the calmness and the serenity in there, and the equanimity also you mentioned. You know, when we talk about the equanimity or the calmness, when you achieve for the first time, second time, or maybe many times, you have that clinging, or you don't like it. You like the particle form. You like the breath rather than that nothing is feeling. So some people like that calmness, some people like the particle form. But when you have that like or dislike for that calmness, then there is no waveform. So when you do again and again, more and more practice, that the calmness is nothing for you.
Okay.
You are not excited about it. You are not seeking it. You are not trying to find it. When that happens, that is the waveform, because you have no any clinging or nothing.
Yeah, it's fully established in you.
Fully established, and no desire to have it, or no hatred feelings towards it.
Yes,
whether
yes.
it come or not, I don't care.
Okay. I have seen some priests who are on meditation, 24 hours, I think, or very mindful, and they don't get disturbed. They are very, very equanimous. They are very peaceful. Somebody can hit them even, and no shaking at all. So I presume you are trying to get into that level with this methodology.
You can say like that. Or like an enlightened one, he is awake. He's not closing eyes, or he is something different. Because the enlightenment has everything possible, everything around him, all the senses are open, all the senses are open for everything. So there's no any restriction, there's no closed eyes and sitting one place and in a serenity, in a serene or calm field or calm environment, there's no nothing like that. Whether he or she is in a traffic jam or in a very central city, it doesn't matter. That calmness or that the equanimity, that waveform is there, always there.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Manuel. Teruvan Saranai.
Teruvan Saranai.
Thank you for that question. I don't see any other hands raised. Just a little observation I've had of my own. I feel like some of those moments are there in myself as well. Like when I am practicing, I would have moments of, you know, all of those, but only in little doses, little moments. And then there are moments that I have gone the other way as well, have obviously lost all the calmness and have reacted as well. But the awareness is still there, so I thought I would just share it a little.
Yeah, we all have like that. But as Bhante said, when we practice, when we go there, when we achieve or when we experience that level, that means that energy goes into the environment where we live. That's why Venerable Loku Swaminansa always says, if one person is being mindful, the whole environment is cleansing or clean. So that effect goes around wherever you are. So that's why we need to practice again and again, that energy you store in somewhere. That energy is the one you are moving forward. So at one point you are like a drug addicted. So the addiction is there when you do again and again, and when you have that kind of energy filled with, that energy push you forward like an addiction.
Thank you, Venerable Rohini. I don't really see any other hands raised. No. So maybe we can finish the session a little early now, Mantha?
Yes, we can. That's fine. We will... close the session sooner, a little bit sooner than normal, but that is fine. I would like to share all the associated merits with Venerable Rohini Manu for her commitment and time and dedication to take part in this session today, and also for the speech on quantum physics, which is not easy because it's a very uncommon topic for us to choose from the usual field of mindfulness as practiced in this scenario. So we would like to wish Manu to have a very successful journey in the practice of mindfulness with these collected merits from today's session. And I would also like to associate these merits with Bhante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero, the person who usually takes care of this session. And I would like to also wish him well in his journey of mindfulness. And then I would also like to associate these merits with the Venerable Chief Bhante Udayirigama Dhammajiva Mahathero, the Chief Abbot of the Nisaravana Forest Monastery. And we wish him long health and successfulness in achieving his own objectives in the practice of mindfulness. So furthermore, I would like to share these merits with a wonderful set of organizers who are behind this program, and wish that their own practices will flourish into the future. And I would like to thank all of you who have joined today's session, and wish you a practices and efforts will bear fruit with these teachings, and hope that you will have the courage and the patience, perseverance to apply these learnings in day-to-day life and see their benefits. So the session again will be held next week, same time in the new year 2024, and it will be the same time, Sri Lankan time of 1 p.m. when we start the session, wherever you are located geographically in the world. And I would like to wish you all a happy and mindful week ahead, and we will meet you in the next session. And again, many thanks to Venerable Manio for stepping up into today's session. Okay, I will end the Zoom session now. Thank you, everyone.